Hello, everybody. It is August 21st, 2019. Quick hit on the Dave Burke podcast. Can Braxton Miller get his NFL career going? We'll discuss this right after this message from our sponsor, First Star Logistics.
Dave Lapham here, and every day I am grateful for my experience to have played professional football. As a player, I realize self-motivation, leadership, and appreciating your teammates are key. At First Star Logistics, you can use those same attributes to create the life you want for you and your family. Build your future by working hard, like I did. You'll see results both on and off the field. Call First Star Logistics today and be part of our winning team. Opportunity
knocking. All right, we're back talking Braxton Miller. From his days at Huber Heights, Wayne, and Ohio State, Braxton Miller showed the football world he's got some very special talents. The former two-time Big Ten Offense Player of the Year has not regained his glory years since injuring his right shoulder in the 2014 Orange Bowl, and then he suffered the setback prior to the 2014 season when he injured the shoulder again, returning in 2015, but returning to finish his college career as a wide receiver. Many hoped that that move would open up the door for Miller to have a successful NFL career because he's able to make plays in the open field like very few we've seen over the years. In his final season as a Buckeye, Miller pulled in 26 passes, 3 touchdowns, and rushed for another 260 yards and a touchdown. And people thought enough that he was talked about as being one of those wide receivers that could go in the first 3 rounds of the NFL draft. That happened. Miller was drafted in the 3rd round of the 2016 NFL draft by the Houston Texans, but he struggled to make his mark before being placed on injured reserve late in his rookie year. In year 2, he had a chance to play in 11 games, but really, you know, didn't separate himself. He had 19 receptions, about 162 yards, but only 1 touchdown, as he was still learning to play the position. While some felt Miller was about to have that breakout year, the Texans decided to waive him in early September of 2018, with the Philadelphia Eagles quickly picking him up and placing him on their practice squad. He spent the entire offseason with the Eagles, but was waived on August 17th and then signed by the Browns basically 4 days later on Wednesday. Now, I think a lot of Ohio State fans really want to see Braxton Miller succeed, and doing it with the Cleveland Browns would make them very happy because a huge, huge following of the former Buckeyes anywhere they go. But Miller faces an uphill battle to make the final Browns roster. Jarvis Landry, Rashard Higgins, and Odell Beckham are at the top of that depth chart, and Antonio Callaway is going to be a factor after he serves a 4-game suspension to start the season. We kind of expect from everything we've seen out there, the Browns are going to carry 6 wide receivers for the season. And so you got to put in Callaway, you know, out at the very beginning of those first 4 games, could open a spot for Miller early on. But once Callaway returns, where would Braxton Miller be? Now, Braxton's going to get his chance on the field with the Browns Friday against Tampa Bay. Hopefully he does well enough to where he sticks around and gets a follow-up on Thursday against the Lions. Roster cuts down to 53 men will happen late in the afternoon on August 31st, and things can always change right after that with players being cut. You also can see the Browns decide to make a trade because there's some guys that Braxton's going to be competing against, about 5 or 6 wide receivers there that are on the roster right now that he's got to, you know, get past. One thing he has to do, Braxton Miller has to flash. You know, if he's given the chance to get on the field, he's got to make it very, very countable, where people go, that's the Braxton Miller we expect to see. If not, he's not going to make the Browns' final roster. And we can see the Browns cutting him and then look to place him on their practice squad for the season. But we feel this is a make-and-break year for Braxton Miller when it comes to his NFL career. And if it doesn't happen, we might be seeing Braxton Miller's best chance at professional football stardom come in the XFL in 2020. For the Dave Burke Podcast, this is Dave Burke. How do you know, man? How do you know?
you know, man.